practice today. We'll see how he does the rest of the week. Keon Coleman will be limited today. We'll see how it goes each day as we move through the week. Same with Spencer Brown. He'll be limited also. And then Milano, Dwayne Carter, and Tylan Grable, all still in their window, and we'll see how those three progress through the week here. Yes. Yeah. Time's yours. Yeah, probably what you would expect, just in terms of, you know, getting back in the flow, endurance, you know, because he hasn't played football in quite some time. So really just trying to take it, you know, one day at a time, one play at a time, not to sound like it's coach speak, but that's really what we're looking at. I think Ryan was, we'll see. Yeah, for all three of those guys, we'll see. Sorry.
Basically, same question. When he does eventually get at the beat, do you anticipate it's going to be just kind of a pitch count?
Milano, you're talking about now? Yeah, I would say for any of those guys, you know, who haven't played for some time, DC, same way as Tylan, guys that have missed multiple weeks, yeah. Yeah, it's there's some moving targets, right, with who we're expecting to play. You know, we have to prepare for them to be as healthy as they've ever been, really, just because we don't know. So that's really how we're approaching it.
John, in general, does that extend the prep work that you need to do because of not only the number of questions they have, but the level of players who are questioned?
Yes, I mean, probably no different from our situation, you know, with the different players we've had out, and do players play, do they not play? So yeah, it makes it a little tougher, and you spend a little bit more time with the prep.
You dealt with this before, but given impending weather, how does that impact? Do you have to basically put together two plants?
Again, yes, from a preparation standpoint, you know, we've been through it before, so you know, we have some experience with it. You know, we can't control the weather. I think only he can control the weather, so I know he can control the weather. So I think it's really just about how we respond to it. Our staff does a phenomenal job. The people that have shown up for the years that I've been here, at a minimum and beyond my time here, of shoveling the stadium out, I think that'll happen again if need be, and we'll get ready to play a football game.
Where is more comfortable you become with that? Since the first time it happened, it was probably a big deal for a lot of people. But how much more comfortable do you become?
The
whole weather situation, and knowing how to plan for it, and knowing what to expect, and knowing things come through.
Yeah, I mean, again, just I've always been amazed since moving here that you can get a foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, 7 feet, and the roads are cleared in some miraculous way. So credit to all the people that are out there working, or that will continue to work this winter as we get into the snowy months and days and weeks here. What a phenomenal job they do, really. Didn't plan on saying that, but I'll use that as an opportunity to praise those people that are out there clearing the roads like they do for all of us.
I know you don't get to pick when it happens, but are you happy with when the bye week fell this year, and do you feel like it came at a good time?
Yeah, I mean, it's always, you look at the schedule and you're like, oh, where's that bye? And you're going down and you're going, and then you finally get to it, and you're like, oh, okay. So we got to get through whatever it was, you know, 9, 10, 11 weeks, whatever there. So you take it just like you take the schedule and where you play and who you play, 1 week at a time, honestly. That's I think, the best approach every year, really.
Do you do anything different this week? You guys have had so much success off the bye, not letting things, like when you had 2 weeks off, people go away, getting things ramped back up to where they were before the bye? What do you do, if anything, different to get ready to come off the bye?
It's a good question. You know, I don't really have the, hey, this is exactly what we do formula. It's just more of, I think, us really just getting back to what we do, getting back to the basics. Today we're, you know, we're going to practice and have a normal practice in pads and working on the fundamentals that we need to have for a good football team in San Francisco coming here.
Was there a walkthrough Monday?
No.
No.
There was the players were in, but there was no walkthrough. Yeah.
Sean, I just want to be clear and clarify. Are Dwayne Carter and Tylon both having their windows open to practice today?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
What would you say, what have you seen from Bobby Babbage and his game management as the season has gone on?
Game management meaning?
Just in-game calling and just the way you manage them.
Play calling?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like anything else, I think you get better with experience and it is to be a play caller is the toughest job to me on the football side of the building, right? No offense to anybody else's job, my job included. Not only do you have to shape a game plan, but you have to call a game, and you've got 65-70 plays roughly on average to get exactly right, to put the players in exactly the right position, and that is really hard to do against good football teams in particular. I would say 90% of the time you already know. We already know 90% of the time. There's 10% of it where you're going, okay, we're going to go for it on fourth and two, and that ball ends up at fourth and a long two, maybe really a three, but it says on the scoreboard two, which is what, you know, I know a lot of people out there see, and you're like, oh, I didn't go for it. It's fourth and two. Well, it's not really two. It's when you're out there live, it's a two and a half or almost three. So that's where it gets a little bit, not to get too granular and specific, Tim, but that's where it gets tough because you've got to make a decision on saying, hey, what do we want to do here? It's not on two. It's certainly not on one and a half. It's on almost three, but scoreboard's reading two. You know.
How does that affect what you do on third down then? Because you then know you have two plays instead of one.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, so you try and be you know, my communication with Joe, and he does a great job, like Bobby. I just think that communication is important, although it doesn't always mean that you, you know, take third down and say for sure that this is what we should do just because we would go for it. I think that's part of the kind of the inexact science of the game a little bit as it relates to four down territory.
How much of a cheat code is Josh Allen?
I think every coach in the NFL would love to have Josh Allen on fourth and short. Yeah.
Having had a chance to catch your breath, at least I imagine you did over the bye, did you get any chance to gather any perspective on being 9-2 and what the season has been so far, given the turnover that you went through and all the new pieces that are in place?
Yeah, I don't really think yes to a point, but I would say a small point, right? Just in terms of you don't really get a chance to slow down enough until the end of the season to think about how it all came together, what the team and what certain individuals were able to accomplish. I think that's for after the season more than anything, and I think this time, this week specifically with Thanksgiving, you're grateful for just the opportunity to go out there and be in the room with these guys and gals and on this team. And you get a chance to watch over the bye week other teams and other organizations, and you realize how good we have it here.
Kyle Shanahan, just what do you make of what he's done with kind of this group when there's been a evolving players, who's involved and who's not, and just what he's able to do from a coaching standpoint?
Yeah, he's a great coach. Simply put, he's a great coach. We've both been in the league a long time. You know, we've gone up against each other a number of times in the NFC South. It was for a few years there, and twice a year. I don't think there's many coaches in this league better than Kyle Shanahan. I really don't.
Obviously, uncertainty around Brock Purdy, but if he's able to go, what challenges does he present preparing for him and what he's able to do with that offense?
With Brock?
Yeah,
he's a guy that I don't know as well, just having, you know, not played San Francisco. But, you know, from afar, watching his career in college and watching since he's been in the league what he's been able to do, a lot of respect for his game, how he plays, you know, just the way he handles himself, it sounds like, with his faith and everything. I have a lot of respect for that. But what he's been able to do with their team, and, you know, he's just got those traits that you admire. Yeah, I think it's great. I know Keon did some things, and there's a lot of the guys, like you mentioned, Catherine, doing things in the community or when they go back home, those things. So it's certainly fun to watch when they pay it forward, and I think our guys do a great job of doing that.
There's a possibility of clinching up the AFC East. Is that something that you guys talk about at all, acknowledge it at all? I know it depends on what happens on Thursday, but being able to do that already at this point in the season?
Yeah, I think we're mostly, Elena, focused on our level of play this week against a good football team. So that's where our focus mostly is right now.
With Keon not knowing he's going to play this week, and I'm not asking if he is, but with him trending probably in the right direction, and Amari probably getting healthier too with the bye week, how much do you look forward to seeing what this receiver group can do? After seeing a glimpse of it in Amari's debut and seeing how they all came together in that game, how much do you look forward to seeing this group help?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think the neat part about it partially is watching what, you know, the guys who have stepped up when said player or players have been out. I think that's been really, to me, amazing to watch, right? And the way Joe's handled it from an offensive coordinator standpoint, or Bobby when the defense, you know, and Smiley's affected by it as well too, but just the leadership from those guys on into the player leadership, no one's blinked. They've all gone out there, those players that have been called upon to step up and done their job. And that comes from preparation, and you know, some of those guys got put into the lineup late in the week. When a guy didn't get cleared, so on and so forth. So I say all that to say that I've been very impressed by the way, holistically, the team has handled it.
Is a bye week, coming off a bye week and holiday week and all that stuff, so it's a little bit different, but you're kind of in the Sunday-to-Sunday rhythm here.
Yep.
What is the significance of that?
Routine, more than anything. I mean, even the bye week is, for me at least, is I love the bye week like anyone does, everyone does, but sometimes I'm like, you know, I don't really, I guess I haven't. Usually I'm in a gray shirt and Bill's sweatpants. And so when I'm not wearing those, I kind of go in my closet. I'm like, I don't know what to wear. I'm kind of like not myself. So I told some of the guys this morning, I said, it's good to be back in, you know, my gray T-shirt and my Bill's sweats. So. That's getting a little personal.
We haven't talked to you since Taren was named Player of the Week a couple weeks ago. I know he doesn't have captain as his official title. I mean, he might be on the leadership council, but a guy like that who's been here for as long as you have, go early on in his career, a couple injuries, and then he told us this spring, it took him 3 years before he really knew the defense as good as, you know, he should. How much of an example can that be to younger players at this level? What can he do in that locker room to be a leader at this level?
Well, he is. I mean, he's on the leadership council. He is one of our leaders. You know, what more can you say about him? He's turned out to be a phenomenal player. He's a phenomenal person. You watch these guys grow, right? And you watch how his family has grown, and getting married since being here and everything. So you're just, it's kind of a snapshot of life, right? When you, these guys come in, they're young, they grow, they develop on the field, off the field. His influence in our locker room, I can tell you, is big.
Sean, last one. Just talk a little bit about the coaching dynamic when you're playing a team that you haven't seen in 4 years, that you've never seen Brock Purdy as opposed to the other extreme, with, you know, division team, you play, say, twice a year.
Right. It takes, you know, at least for me, it takes a little bit more time to get myself familiar with the offense or the player in this case, with Brock. You have a chance to TV watch or TV scout the team or the player just as you're watching casually as fans do, like we do when we're not, you know, competing. So it takes a little bit longer to get, you know, I guess, comfortable, if you will, with what you're watching.